Ksuvos Yerushalmi corresponding to Ksuvos Davli Daf Mem Beis, Digin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Gimel Amad Aleph, which is the beginning of the new Perek, Nara Shenispatata. Nara Shenispatata, Voisa Upagma Vukanasa Lavir Vatsar Vitishusa. If a Nara was seduced, the payment for her embarrassment and blemish and her fine go to her father, and likewise the payment for pain for one who was grabbed. Amda Vibestin Achuloi Meis Ha'av Hari Hangel Av. If she stood in Beis Din and the case was judged before the father died, the payments belong to the father, and if he died afterwards, his sons inherit them. If she didn't have time to stand in front of Beis Din before the father died, then the payments belong to her. And the Gemara says, Man tana nara v'meir b'ram v'kwa bonon afilu katana. The Gemara asks, who is our tana who taught that the fine is for an hour, it will be Meir, but the Rabbanan say that even a minor has a fine. Ba'atzar, b'tefusa, ba'anusa, or the Lekub Shimon. And the pain for one who was grabbed, that the Mishnah says, that refers to anusa, one who was raped, and is unlike Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon poiteth ha'ainus ma'atzar, because Rabbi Shimon exempts a rapist from payment of pain. At kadoin, b'roim ha'boim, machmas ha'bir, chavo ba, sima es eina, kato es yada, shibre es ragla, nemihu mishalem la, o la'avir. The Gemara asks, well, our Mishnah teaches that the father receives payment only for matters due to the relations. If he wounded a katana or nara, blinded her eye, cut off her hand, or broke her leg, who does he pay? Her father or her? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Noisin Avir, Rabbi Yochanan says that he gives to the father. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar, Noisin La'atzmo, where Rabbi Shimon Lakish says, no, he gives her. And now it should say, we'll leave out the next sentence, it should say, Rabbi Avin, B'Shem Rabbi La, Adshas, Baigra, Pligin. Avin, quoting Rabbi Lah, said that they argue about the part of the payment for the damage that is for her decreased earnings until she becomes a begeris. And that should say, Mizpah Salva Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Shunizka Shela Ad Shetivgo. Rabbi Lakish holds that the payment for damage is hers, even the part for until she becomes a begeris. And that should say, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Me Bagura Ve'elach, Rabbi Yochanan says it's hers only from Bagus and afterwards. However, from Bagwith and onwards, all agree that it's hers. Masnisa, Messiah Ladain, Masnisa, Messiah Ladain. Advice supports this one, and advice supports that one. Masnisa, Messiah Labiachan, Achiva, Bittoy, Ubenoi, Shahaveway, Shab, Benoi, Yitain, Miyad, Shall Bittoy, Yase, Bahen Segula. The support basis of Yochanan says, if one wounded another person's daughter or son, the payment for the son he gives immediately, the payment for the daughter he makes a skula, which means a profitable investment. Am Rav Yudan, Avoy Rav Yehuda, Avoy Rav Matanya, Is Masni Reisha V'Sefer Messiah Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Rav Yudan, the father of Rav Matanya, said that there's a baisa that the Reisha and Sefer support Reish Lakish. Achoyvel V'Bitoy Katana, Nizka Shala U'Patam Nabosheth U'min HaFagam. The Baisa says if one wounded one's daughter, the nezek is hers, and he is exempt from boishes and pagam. Achim shechav luba nizka shela, and if you say yase behen skula or boishta or pagma shel avia. If others wounded her, the nezek is hers. He makes a skula with it. The boishes and pagam are her father's. Ma chamis me mekain. The Gemara asks, our Mishnah said that if she stood and based him before the father died, the father collects. If he died before she stood and based him, then she collects. Why do you say this? Tani Rav Shimon Yochai, V'nosan L'Nara, V'nosan L'Aviyah Nara, HaKetzad, that the Baisa from Rav Shimon Yochai that answered the question, it says that we expound, V'nosan L'Nara, and you'll give to the girl, he gives to her, because the Torah didn't need to write, HaNara. It should have said, V'nosan L'Aviyah. Rather, it says, V'nosan L'Avi HaNara. I mean, sometimes he gives to the father. And so how is this? Amda V'din, Achulay Meis Aviyah, Ashkachas Amar, V'nosan L'Avi HaNara. If she stood in din before her father died, we say that v'nasan la'aviyah nara applies, it goes to her father. If her father died before she stood in beis din, then we say that he gives to her herself. Amda b'din ad shalei bagra, ashkaches amma v'nasan la'aviyah nara, v'she bagra, ashkaches amma v'nasan la'atma. If she stood in din before bagrus, we find the application of the pasuk v'nasan la'aviyah nara, that he'll pay the father. If she stood in din after Bagus, we find that he gives the money to her herself. Minan elein milaya. What's the source for this? Perhaps it goes to the sons and not to her. Rabbi Abo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, v'snachaltim oisam lebneichem, shizei achreichem, l'roshis achuzah, oisam lebneichem, v'ein b'neseichem lebneichem, v'knas hakosam medabe. Rabbi Abo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, answers from the pasuk in Vayikra Chofei, pasuk Membov, and you'll give the inheritance to your sons after you to be a holding. And we learn from there that they, slaves, Canaanite slaves, are an inheritance to your sons, but your daughters are not your sons. And this pasuk is discussing the right to collect the fine of an oines. Tani Rabbi Chiya, ein lahem lai b'knasi abas v'lai b'tuya, b'tuya v'lai b'chavleya. Rabbi Chiya says in a baisa that the sons do not receive fines of the daughter for oines and not of mafate and not of wounding. Knas emasayu mischayev. When does oines and mafate become liable to pay the knas? Rabbi Yonah am mesharishoina. Rabbi Yonah answers it from the beginning, which is the time of relations. Rabbi Yosi Omer Basayf, and Rabbi Yosi's notes at the end when she stood and based him. Meisu Rabbi Yosi to Rabbi Yona, al datech tatema mishav shoyna, v'ataninan amda bedin ad shiloi meis ha'av, hari hen shal av, meis ha'av, hari hen shal achin. Rabbi Yosi asked against Rabbi Yona, according to you that you say from the beginning, but our Mishnah says that if she stood and did before her father died, it's the father's, and if the father died, it's of the brother's. Amalei metinasa lahi tatani Rabbi Shem ben Yachai benasan, Benara, Venasan Avianara. Rabbi Yonah answered, you reach the need for the Josh of Rabbi Shem ben Yochai of Venasan Anara and Venasan Avianara that we expounded, it goes to her or her father. Mesu Rabbi Yonah Rabbi Yosi, Aldatech the Tame of Asoif, Vahataninan, Amda Vadin, Achille Bogra, Harein Shalav, Misha Bogra, Harein Shalavsma. Rabbi Yonah asked against Rabbi Yosi, according to you that you say that it's at the end, this is unlike the Mishnah because it says that she stood in Basin before she became a Begeris, the payments belong to the father. And if she stood in din after she became a begeris, they are belonging to her. A begeris yesh le knas, does a begeris have a fine? Rather, we have to say that he was obligated a fine from the time of relations, which was before Bagrus. Amalei metinasa lahi detani v'chia, tachas sheina l'rabois, shehaisa nara u'bagwa. Rabbi Yosi answers, you reach the need for the Joshua of v'chia, v'chia's baisa, where it says tachas sheina, because in place of him afflicting her, this includes when she was a Nara and she became a Begeris. Va'asya elein plugvasa, ki elein plugvasa. This argument of Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yosi is like the following argument about another Mishnah. V'taninan taman, ganav mishal aviv, tovach u'mocha v'chakach meis, mishan tashlini abba v'chamisha. The Mishnah says, if one stole an ox or a sheep from his father and sold or slaughtered it, and after his father died, he pays 4 or 5. Rabbi Chagai said to Yosi, according to you that you say that it depends on standing in front of Beis Din, it should teach that if one stole from his father and sold or slaughtered in his father's lifetime, and he didn't have time to stand in Din before the father died, he pays only Kefil. The Mishnah teaches Kefil only when he slaughtered or sold after his father died. V'hein Amar Arba V'chamisha, V'amhachal kol amam moidu, v'shehi shal adfma, l'aysuchad l'aydaloi l'mihu noisen l'adfma, noisen l'aviyah. Rabbi Yosi answered that I agree to you about 4 or 5, since the heirs inherit the stolen animal itself, liability for 4 or 5 is from the time of shechita or sale. However here, all agree that she is of herself, means the sons do not inherit her. The argument of Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yosi is to whom to give when the relation was in her father's lifetime, but she stood in din only after he died.